Okay, today we're going through the Shabbos Daf Kuflam Gimel Amud Aleph. We are holding at Amar Mar, 4 lines into the page on Kuflam and Gimel Amud Aleph. So it says the Gemara, first we're going to talk about Psik Reshe. So Amar Mar, Basar Afu Pishiyesham Beheres, that you do a Mila even if there is a Beheres on the Makam Amila, on the Orla. Yimel, you do the Mila anyway. Div Rabbi Yoshia, that's Rabbi Yoshia Shita. Hala Malikra, why do you need a Pasuk to tell me that? Of course you do it. Davashen Miskavin, Davashen Miskavin Mutter. It's Davashen Miskavin to cut off the Beheres. And a davar shem miskaven is mutter. So Rabbi Lemitzcha and Rabbi Yehuda, you're right. This whole chiddush that I need the pasuk of besar is only within shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Davar shem miskaven asur. Who holds in general, davar shem miskaven is asur. So I need a pasuk. Tell me that you're allowed to cut off the beheres in the act of doing mila. Rava Amrafil Tam Rabbi Shimon. No, even Rabbi Shimon holds normally davar shem miskaven is mutter. Mutter Rabbi Shimon b'psik reishay v'lo yamas. Rabbi Shimon would agree that since it's a psik reishay that you're going to be cutting off the beheres, I need a pasuk to be matir it. Wait, does Abaye not hold that it's something that's a psik reisha? Even Rabbi Shimon would hold his aser. Don't Abaye and Rava both agree that Rabbi Shimon agrees that a psik reisha is aser? So it says, well, yeah, baser d'shama mirava savra. Abaye changed his mind eventually after he heard it from Rava, but initially he thought that Rabbi Shimon holds that even a psik reisha is mutter. So it says, ika demasin la ha da Abaye v'Rava aha. Some have this whole back and forth of Abaye and Rava in a different context. He shamer b'negah atzeras. Pasuk says you have to be very careful about a negatras. Lasos yatosa, avalosa atobisiv shal gabi raglo bimot shal gabi ksefo. That even though you can't cut off a negatras, you can put on regular footwear or put straps over your shoulders as you normally would, even though there may be a nega on the top of your foot or on your shoulder that's going to come off. V'im avra avra. And if it happens to come off, it comes off. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to do that? After all, davashem miskavin of davashem miskavin mutter is davashem miskavin, which is mutter anyway. So that's where Amar Abaye Lenitzchah Rabbi Yehuda Dama Davar Shem Miskaven Aser, that the whole chiddush is only within Rabbi Yehuda, holds that Davar Shem Miskaven is Aser. V'Rava Rafilu Tem Rabbi Shimon Mother Rabbi Shimon Psik Reishay V'Lo Yamos. And Rava says, no, it's even according to Rabbi Shimon, because in this situation it's a Psik Reishay, so I need a pasuk to tell me that I'm allowed to do it. V'Abaye Lesle Hay Svara. Does Abaye not hold of the concept of Psik Reishay? V'Abaye V'Rava Dama Tarbaye Mother Rabbi Shimon Psik Reishay V'Lo Yamos. Don't Abaye and Rava both say that Rabbi Shimon is mother by Psik Reishay? So the Basu D'Shamim Mirava. Yeah, after he heard it from Rava, he changed his mind and he held that Rabbi Shimon is modabay psik reishay. V'Abaye libd Rabbi Shimon hay b'sar mayavadai. Now, according to Abaye's hava amina, that Abaye originally thought that Rabbi Shimon would hold that even a psik reishay is going to be mutter. So then, what do you do with b'sar if it's not needed to tell me that you can cut off the beheres in doing a mila because it's a davshin miskavin anyway? So then, what does b'sar come to teach me? So Ravam ba'omer lakutz b'harto hu miskavin. It's the case where a guy says that he's having kavana to cut off the beheres. That's where I need the pasuk. Tenach gadol, that makes sense by a gadol who could have such kavana. Katan ma'if l'meimer, what if it's just an 8-day-old baby, can't have any kavana anyway? So I'm Ramashashi, but Omer aviya ben, lakutz beheres to b'no k'miskavin. It's when the aviya ben is there, and he certainly has kavana, that his child shouldn't have to mistras. V'i'ika acher lavet acher, but if there's someone else around to do the mila, why don't you just have someone else do the mila, and that person won't have kavana for such things? So I'm Ramashashi, malakish kamak, because after all, if you're able to fulfill both the assay and the los assay without requiring the assay to be docha the los assay, you could just do both. So then you should do that. So have someone else do the mila, and then it won't be a violation. Now the case is where there is nobody else around. That's where I need a pasuk to tell me that you can still do the mila. So Amar Mar, we said yom tov ena docha ella bizmana bilvad. That mila can only be done on yom tov if it's a mila bizmana. But a mila shalo bizmana cannot be done on Yom Tov. How do I know this? Four possibilities. Amar Chizkia, possibility number one, V'chein Tanu D'Bei Chizkia, Amar Kra, Pasuk says, Lo Sosir Mimenu Ad Boker. The Pasuk says you can't leave over from the Korban Pesach until the morning. She'in Tamal Amar Ad Boker. Then the next Pasuk that says, V'anosir Mimenu Ad Boker, Be'ish Tisarev, doesn't really need the phrase Ad Boker. Matam Lamar Ad Boker, why does it have to say Ad Boker? We just said Ad Boker about the Isser of Nosar. So, Ba'akas of Litin Boker, She'in Yilis Reifaso, is coming to tell me about the next morning, that instead of, that even though the Yisr of Nosar is to leave over from Pesach till the first morning of Pesach, you don't burn it until the second morning of Pesach, when it's no longer Yom Tov. So you see from there that you can't do it on Yantav because it's a karban that was brought during the week. So the same is true when it comes to a mila shela bismana on Yantav. You can't do it on Yantav. Abaye Yomer, second possibility, Yomer Krav Pasuk says, Ola Shabbos b'Shabbatot, v'ol es chol b'Shabbos, that the karban tamid of a weekday cannot be the evarim of it, cannot be brought on the Mizbeach on Shabbos, v'ol es chol b'Yantav, nor can it be done on Yantav. So you so too, a mila shela bismana cannot be done on Yantav. Rav Amar, third possibility, Yomer Krav, hu levado yeyasalachem, ochol nefesh can be done on Yantav. Why do you have to say hu levado? Just say achasher yechal chol nefesh yeyasalachem hu v'lo machshirin levado v'lo mila shel bezmana. Who comes to tell me that machshire yechal nefesh cannot be done on Yantav? Levado comes telling me that mila shel bezmana cannot be done on Yantav because the asim mikal v'chomer I would have otherwise derived from a kal v'chomer that it can be. Rav Ashi Yomer, fourth possibility or final possibility, shabbason. Asehu, that the mitzvah of keeping Yom Tov is not only an isser of Melach and Yom Tov, but it's a mitzvah sasei. Vavle Yom Tov asei velos asei, and therefore Yom Tov is both an asei and a los asei. Vein asei dochas los asei vasei, and the mitzvah sasei of Mila is not going to be docha the asei and the los asei of Yom Tov. Klalam Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah that anything that could have been done before Shabbos, you have to do before Shabbos. Amar Vidom Rav Halacha Rabbi Akiva. We pass on like Rabbi Akiva. Tanana Migabe Pesach Ki Agavna, and we have such a similar statement when it comes to Pesach. That klalam Rabbi Akiva kam lach shesh la'lasos erev Shabbos ein adoch es Shabbos. If you have erev Pesach that's chalam Shabbos and you have to bring the korban Pesach on Shabbos, any malach that you could have done from erev Shabbos is not going to be doch el Shabbos. Shchita sheyev la'lasos erev Shabbos doch es Shabbos. Shchita which could not have been done in erev Shabbos is doch el Shabbos. So Rabbi Dom Rav halacha Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Dom Rav tells us that the halach is like Rabbi Akiva utzricha, and therefore it's necessary. He needs to tell us in both contexts. Gabi Mila, if he only would have told me by Mila, Hasim with the Machshirin, Efshalas, as Meatmal, Lodachu Shabbos. By Mila, you could have done the Machshirin the day before, so it's not going to be Docha Shabbos because the Lekha Kares, because there's no Kares involved anyway. Meaning, although Mila does have Kares, but that's only for an adult who doesn't give himself Mila, and Avia Ben is not going to be Chayiv Kares, and the kid's not going to be Chayiv Kares until he becomes an adult. So I would think that the Machshirin are not important enough to be Docha Shabbos. Ava Pesach, Diko Kares, but failure to bring Karm Pesach is going to result in a Chayiv Kares, Eimel Lidchu Shabbos. I might think that the Machshirim are Docha Shabbos as well, so that's why I need to be told that we pass and that it's not. V'yashmi Gab Pesach, and if it only would have told me by Karm Pesach, Mishlem Lo Nichrusu Ala Yudgim Brisos, I would say Pesach is not as serious because you don't have 13 Brisos associated with Pesach. Aval Mila, the Nichrusu Ala Yudgim Brisos, Eimel Lidchu Shabbos. And I would think that Mila, which has a Brisos, 13 Brisos that are mentioned in the Parsha of Mila, I would think that it is Docha Shabbos, that even the Machshirim are Docha Shabbos, Kamash and therefore comes to tell me that otherwise. That's why I need to be told both by Pesach and by Mila that we pass like Rabbi Kiva, that the Mila, that the Machshirin rather, are not Docha Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop there and B'Shem, we'll pick up at the Mishnah next time.